How do we recycle all those solar panels? I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. They're popping up all over the place, rows of solar panels lined up in fields, catching sunlight, generating power. Solar panels are a good way to reduce atmospheric greenhouse gas emissions, but they also have electronic waste that needs to be recycled. So how will it happen? Dustin Mulvaney is an associate professor of environmental studies at San Jose State University. I talked with him on Skype.
Most of a solar panel is made of glass. You're going to have bits of silicon, a little bit of silver, a little bit of lead, some copper, some aluminum, but that really makes up less than 10% or so of the solar panel. So when you're dealing with PV waste, you really have to be a specialist in understanding how to handle glass.
And with as many as we've deployed around the United States, for example, a lot of those are still in the field for many years, maybe a decade to come. When is that need, that mass need for recycling, really going to accelerate?
I'd argue that the need for recycling is already here. We had a hurricane hit Puerto Rico and create a real tremendous amount of waste in Puerto Rico. We had a tornado take out somewhere on the order of 200,000 solar panels in Southern California a couple of years ago. The big flow of waste is really going to start coming somewhere on the order of 15 years from now.
And where are we at now with recycling capability, and who's working on the problem? Where should we be in, say, 10 or 15 years?
Interestingly, they've been working on solar panel recycling technologies really since the 1980s. The national labs have played a really critical leadership role here, and several private companies as well.
Dustin, we know the huge boom in photovoltaic solar modules is replacing carbon and mercury pollution that was going into the atmosphere and into the lakes. So one way to think about this might be as a trade-off. How manageable is the e-waste in solar panels compared to what we've been pumping straight into the atmosphere with power sources like coal?
I think it's unquestionable that there are environmental benefits to solar power, even considering potential end-of-life waste issues. The issue seems to be very manageable. In fact, it's going to have to be manageable, because if one of the issues with solar panels is that they rely on some rare and precious metals. So in order to really make inroads with solar power, we're going to have to make sure that we recover these waste streams and not resort to having to mine our landfills in the future to recover these elements.
Dustin Mulvaney, Associate Professor of Environmental Studies at San Jose State University, thanks for your insight today.
I appreciated talking with you. Thanks so much.
My name is Abby Finnis. I'm a senior energy planner with the Great Plains Institute. I work with local governments on climate and energy action planning in primarily Minnesota, but also throughout the Midwest. I am a South Minneapolis resident who is an avid biker and has an EV for a backup vehicle that I've had for a few months now. So it sits outside. We run an extension cord to it. That has worked fine. The thing about the EV is that the body of the vehicle will not warm up, and so you really got to get out and get that snow off and ice off. I still am not used to the range anxiety. I definitely get that, particularly when it's cold and you kind of really see those miles going down. But otherwise, it's worked great. It turns on when it's cold, and yeah. A reason I was hesitant in getting an EV is that I really kind of envision myself as being car-free eventually. I think that we also need to think about how we can reduce driving. And I think that maybe an EV is a gateway. So getting an EV for environmental reasons and then starting to bike once a week or take transit once a week or telecommute and do those kinds of things. And so I think it's certainly part of the picture. But if we're really looking at meeting our goals on climate, we can't just switch one for one and go to electric vehicles. So yes, it is the better option, but it's not the only option.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.